to Anchors Away, the podcast that chronicles a landlocked new sailor's journey to finding freedom and adventure at sea. I'm your host, Todd Middlebrooks, and I welcome you along on my journey. Well, we're back from a successful sailing trip in St. Petersburg, Florida, and this episode brings you a logbook entry from day one. This first logbook episode from our trip covers Saturday, February 13th, 2021 in St. Petersburg, Florida. Our first full day of our first charter was a success overall. While there were no major mishaps, the day was full of adventure. The day began with a 9 a.m. boat briefing with Captain Braun of Sailing Florida. This dude was as cool as they come. I don't know that I will ever have another boat briefing as fun as this one. We walked around the boat, talked about the system's functionality, and he answered any questions that I had, and generally did a great job briefing me on Boldly Go. The briefing only took about an hour and a half, after which we would have left, but there was one more squall of rain coming through, so we decided to wait that out. Mike, with Sailing Florida, met us after the weather had passed through and helped us throw off the dock lines and get us out of our slip. He motored the boat back over to the outside of the T-dock, where he nosed up to the dock, handed the helm over to me, and then jumped off. And just like that, we were on our way. If I'm being totally honest, I was a little bit nervous. I kind of equated it to Ironman training versus Ironman racing. When you're training, nothing is, quote, for real. You have a coach to help you through everything, and it's time to really learn how to implement everything. However, when you get to the start line, there's butterflies, and even though you've fully trained and are ready to go, everything is new. You're now on your own, and you're fully responsible for what happens to you and the outcome of your race. I felt a lot like that when sailing today. Shortly after we left the yacht basin, I simply had to pause and remind myself, we're really doing this. I'm now the captain of this boat, and it's all on me. And while that moment was somewhat daunting and somewhat nerve-wracking, it put a smile on my face. We motored out into a good bit of traffic in the bay and entered the St. Pete Channel. Since the wind was right on our bow, I decided to wait and try to raise the sails. When we exited the channel and turned toward the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, we attempted to raise the mainsail. A new halyard had recently been installed on Boldly Go, and the diameter was a little too small. The electric winch had a hard time gripping the line and raising the main, especially at the end when it was under the most load. Stone was at the helm and did his very best to stay head to wind, a task which is not simple or easy, even for a skilled sailor. After fighting to get the main up through the lazy jacks, we determined that the wind, speed, and apparent wind angle were neither enough to get us to our destination, so we immediately lowered it back down and put it away. Sailing under the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, our first real landmark of the day, was a lot of fun. A lot of photos were taken, and it was great to see everyone having a good time. After passing under the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, we had a decision to make. Were we going to try to make it to Fort DeSoto or Egmont for some sightseeing, or was it time to head directly to the Manatee River to our anchorage for the night? Initially, we decided that we would try to hit Fort DeSoto and do some sightseeing. However, after anchoring, which was successful, we realized that there was very little time left to enjoy the sights, and we'd be cutting it close to sunset by the time we got to our anchorage. So ultimately, we raised the anchor and headed towards our anchorage for the night. As we entered the Manatee River markers, I was reminded of the local knowledge that Captain Jim had provided during my combo course. We navigated according to his instructions and made it safely through the shallow areas near some of the markers. With the winds out of the south and some potential thunderstorms from the south later this evening or during the night, we decided to anchor on the south side of the Manatee River near DeSoto Point. There were several other boats anchored here as well, proving that this was probably the right decision. After calculating our road and setting anchor, then making sure that we were not dragging, we decided to lower the dinghy and go explore DeSoto Point, despite it almost being dark. We successfully lowered the dinghy and were able to get it started, so we headed towards the beach landing at DeSoto. At the last minute, I did notice a dock, which we used to tie up the dinghy and for access to the beach. As we were walking down the dock, we noticed that there was a no trespassing private property sign painted on the dock. Oh well, that's part of the adventure. And we wouldn't be there long. We explored DeSoto Point very briefly and quickly looked at some of the monuments there before it got dark. The trails close at dark, so we had to call that part of the adventure off and head back to the dinghy. The real world education continued when we got back to the dinghy. I had figured out how to raise the motor when we approached the beach in shallow water. However, lowering the motor back down was tricky. I knew that there had to be an easier way, but I was finally able to manually release the catch and get it back down so we could at least get the dinghy back to the boat. Another win for the day was that the boat was where we left it. This makes me feel a little bit better about our anchoring skills, which we did practice a couple of times today. We fired up the generator and got the AC going and started our meal for the evening. Tonight's meal was pork tenderloin, which we pre-cooked and then finished on the grill. All in all, it was a great day. Very successful, with no major mishaps, just a lot of real-world sailing education. I'm looking forward to continuing this adventure tomorrow. Thanks for tuning into the show. Be sure to subscribe and have future episodes automatically docked into your favorite podcast player. Until then, anchors away.